Free Talk Live, and we're kicking off hour number two of the Friday show. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free, the number 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
Don't forget to join us online at freetalklive.com. Still to come tonight, we got plenty of stuff. I'm going to probably jump into a couple emails at some point here. Also, Manwich, you've got a story about a sheriff and the ice. We'll talk about that. Also, Mayor Ray Nagin, he is just totally retarded. We'll give you the details there. Plus, more info on the Texas alcohol crackdown. All that and more. 1-800-259-9231. Actually, let's start with Ray Nagin. This is just downright silly. According to CharlesStrickland.com, imagine you're the mayor of a metropolitan area, then, because of massive flooding, your city has approximately 50,000 abandoned, destroyed cars strewn all over the place. You're on record as saying that you'd like to get the city cleaned up and reoccupied as soon as possible.
Sure.
Now imagine...
What mayor wouldn't say that, right?
Right? Well, now imagine that a private company from a neighboring state offers to collect all 50,000 of those abandoned cars and pay your city $100 for each and every one of them. And then sell them for scrap, and they'll tell you they can finish the job in approximately 3.5 months. So, do the math. 50,000 cars times $100 apiece, that's $5 million. Would you accept that offer?
Yes. I'd look for competitive bids, but I'll accept $100 per car.
Yeah.
Now I don't know that I have the ability to actually give away these cars,
though. And that's the next question that is answered by this article. In fact, before you answer, you may think there'll be legal concerns. Well, what about the owners of all those cars? Do we have the right to sell their cars out from under them? Well, if you were to contact a city attorney, you'd find out that there are already laws on the books that allow your city to contract with companies to remove abandoned cars and then sell them for scrap metal.
Okay.
So that's a good question, though, man. Which, I mean, even if those laws weren't on the books, after how long of a period has gone by, do you consider a car abandoned?
Yeah, I think it seems fair to me. Cars are abandoned.
Flooded out.
Yeah.
It's worthless.
Destroyed. It's awful. Most of the people aren't even going to come back to New Orleans.
Right.
These cars aren't made from chocolate. They're not just going to melt away.
So, would you accept the offer? Absolutely. Johnson, would you take the offer, the $5 million for the cleanup job? 3.5 months?
My first instinct would be, hey, there's some money to be made here. Let's open up some bidding. Let's put this on
the
news.
Maybe you could get $7 million or $8 million or something like that. Well,
I could get what I think it should cost. Maybe I could get $20 million.
Maybe. You'd find out soon enough. But anyway, here's what he did. Without even asking for legal clarification, he turned down that exact offer, opting instead for a government program that would cost $23 million and take an additional estimated now. Remember, government estimates never are accurate. An additional 2 to 3 months to complete. So, private company going to pay the city $5 million, clean up all the cars in under 3.5 months.
Right, do it fast.
Government program going to cost $23 million.
Probably still going on.
And probably going to take the next 7 years.
Yeah, see, I was trying to be clever before. I thought it was $20 million. And I was trying to say, you know, he could actually be getting $23 million, as opposed to now he's going to be spending it.
And it's not his money anyway, so he doesn't care about spending
$23 million. Well, exactly. He just takes it from the taxpayers.
This way
he takes their cars.
Back.
First he takes their cars, even though they're abandoned, he takes them, right? And then he also takes
and then they
taxes
take some money, right?
Later, yeah.
Well, actually, in effect, he's cost the city of New Orleans $28 million in direct and lost opportunity costs. And since New Orleans is bankrupt, he has in reality cost the taxpayers of Louisiana $28 million. So they don't even have the money at this point.
I think it's because his brain is made from chocolate.
Okay, enough of that joke. So, 800-259-9231. In other Katrina-related news, Manwich, let's talk about the ice situation.
This one will blow your mind. I mean, that's ridiculous. So is this.
Everything the government does is ridiculous, and especially when it comes to disaster response, when lives are on the line, it becomes dangerous.
AP, Jackson, Mississippi. Randy Walker swears he would have died from his diabetes after Hurricane Katrina had Sheriff not seized... Had the sheriff not seized two FEMA trucks filled with ice and distributed it to residents, many of whom had to keep their insulin cold. Now the sheriff could be prosecuted on charges of interfering with a federal operation.
Oh boy.
Forest County Sheriff Billy McGee commandeered two 18-wheelers full of ice from Camp Shelby a federal emergency management agency staging area after 5 days passed with little relief from residents living without electricity in the wake of the deadly storm.
You know, I don't normally congratulate government bureaucrats, but that's awesome on his part. Way to go, Billy, because, I mean, I'm just trying to imagine how that went. He commandeered these vehicles, which means, did he just saunter into the FEMA camp, pull out his sidearm, and literally say, give me them keys. I'm getting in that. Me and my deputy, we're getting in those 18-wheelers, and we're driving them into whatever the county
must
was. I mean, that's amazing.
Man, I was going to hug Brother Billy when I saw that ice. We were glad somebody was there to help us, Walker, who would not give his age, said Wednesday. McGee had worked out a deal to plead guilty to a misdemeanor charge of interfering, intimidating, and impeding a federal officer. But U.S. Attorney Dunn Lampton withdrew from the case without explanation. The Justice Department sent it to federal prosecutors in Louisiana. U.S. Attorney David R. Dugas in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, said he's not decided whether to prosecute McGee. McGee and his attorney.
So one of them pulled the charges, and now it's in somebody else's hands.
Right.
I see.
The ice trucks had been sitting idle at Camp Shelby, a National Guard base just south of Hattiesburg, before the sheriff ordered them to send to the towns of Petal and Brooklyn. I imagine it's Brooklyn, Mississippi.
I see.
On September 4th, McGee has said that his deputies detained a National Guard soldier who tried to interfere. Residents of Forest County have circulated a petition to support McGee, who has been in office since 1991, and some have collected money for his defense.
McGee just shouldn't show up.
Well, yeah, I mean,
his trials or whatever he's being called in, you're in violation of a federal operation.
Right.
Okay.
Come and get me.
Yeah. I'll see you. You can charge me here if you want me to go somewhere. I don't feel like it. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for him, I'd be dead right now, and I know that, Walker said.
Wow.
I'll go to court for him or whatever it takes. I don't want to let him down as much as he's done for me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, okay, yes, the federal government is bad. They took our money and they bought a bunch of ice. But, I mean, I got to say, I don't have a problem when it comes to government stealing things from one another. That's fine. Fight amongst yourselves. I like that idea. I mean, they've already got the money. They're already splurging and spending it. I don't have a problem with the sheriff coming along and jacking two trucks full of ice. Do you?
You know, they weren't. FEMA wasn't using them.
They were just sitting there, right?
FEMA wasted so much ice during that storm.
Didn't they send a bunch of food up to Maine, or was it the ice that they sent to Maine? I don't remember. It was one or the other.
They just wasted millions and millions of dollars on this, and everybody's unhappy about how they got treated.
And now it's FEMA, after the fact, saying, we're going to charge you with something. And they've charged the sheriff with something.
Yeah.
They charged a guy for selling T-shirts, anti-FEMA T-shirts, in a Walmart parking lot. I mean, it's just FEMA kicking and stomping. And earlier this week, we pointed out that they're trying to get their money back from people. You took our money. We want it back.
Well, they know that they're not ever going to get money ever again because they're failures and they're
what,
awful.
FEMA? FEMA's getting. I'm sure they'll get plenty more money.
I think FEMA's not going to get nearly as much as they get. And if there's another disaster, FEMA's not going to be called. Not nearly as quickly. I don't think the government hasn't. The federal government doesn't have as much trust in FEMA anymore.
Oh,
a lot of people have been
that.
Calling for a new FEMA.
Yeah,
let's scrap FEMA and make a new one.
That's what they'll do. They'll say, oh, we're going to have the biggest reorganization of FEMA since day number one. It's going to be reorganized. We're going to put new bureaucrats in charge, and everything's going to be okay. Just wait for the next
hurricane. And that's why the current bureaucrats are crying, because they think they're going to lose their jobs.
Okay, but possibly.
The fact is, this FEMA will not be scrapped. It will be perhaps downsized and given some other job, but government programs just don't go away.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's still the rural electrical board or whatever, and out there trying. What are they doing now?
The rural electrical board?
This is what, from the 60s, making sure that everybody got electricity in the United States. They still exist.
Wow. 800-259-9231. They're probably still doing one of their studies that they started 20 years ago. You know, those task force studies that they always do. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and update on the Texas neo-prohibition situation. We'll tell you more. This is Free Talk Live.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of death. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. For just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life how you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be a part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or visit freestateproject.org.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
You take control. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got live streams there. Broadband version of the show. Dial-up version. Two sizes should fit pretty much everyone on the internet if you go to freetalklive.com. And you need to know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org, by the way. all three of us, we're members of the Free State Project.
So yes, we are.
Indeed.
We're going to be up there at some point in the near future. All right. Texas. Earlier this week, we talked about a story about how apparently some cops were arresting people in bars for public intoxication charges.
Huh? Which doesn't make any sense.
No, it really doesn't make much sense.
I don't think that's the reason that they passed these laws. That's not the intent of the law originally. The intent was to take care of people that were falling down drunk on street
stumbling
corners.
Down the street. Yeah, that sort of thing.
They're not so sure what's terrible about that. But
loitering out in front of your business, perhaps, mm-hmm. being drunk, harassing other people as they pass by. Those were the intentions behind the law. But as we know here on Free Talk Live, every good law, supposedly, that has good intentions usually ends up backfiring in some way and frequently ends up morphing and growing far, far beyond its original intentions. And here's, you know, this is a perfect example of it. Apparently, we didn't learn our lesson back during Prohibition. Remember in the early part of the 20th century when the United States saw fit to actually pass a constitutional amendment against alcohol? Remember those days?
Yeah.
Well, we weren't alive back then, but we've learned a thing or two about it. We learned that Prohibition resulted in violence, gang violence. In fact, it pretty much created gang violence. Also, we learned that it corrupted the police. And we learned that people didn't stop drinking. We learned that, in fact, not only did they not stop drinking, but they were more than willing to drink dangerous alcohol because the prohibition sent the industry underground. It was being made by people in their bathtubs and bathtub gin or whatever it was called.
Hooch.
Hooch. Possibly
moonshine.
Moonshine could blind you. I mean, if the mixture was wrong, you could get seriously hurt, maybe even killed by it. So, Prohibition didn't work back then, and one of the reasons why it didn't work out was because the good people of America, the ones that continued to drink and continued to support others who were drinking, were on juries, and they used jury nullification, this very, very little used feature that you actually have as a juror. You can actually say, when you're a juror in deliberations, you can say not guilty based on your feelings about the law. So that's what people were doing back in the 20s. They kept coming back with not guilty verdicts, even though the evidence was ironclad against whoever it was that was being charged.
I think most people think that you can't actually do that, and I think they probably still thought that even in the 20s, that you couldn't do that.
Okay, why did they do it then?
Because they were saying...
Felt so strongly?
Mm-hmm. It took them to feel strongly enough to say, screw you and screw your law.
So the question here is, So Prohibition was thrown out the window as a result of people just didn't want to go along with it. So then in the 60s, we've got the new Prohibition, the drug war that was started that has been going on for decades now, has resulted in the same things that the original Prohibition did. Gangs are getting more powerful. They get all the money. The prices are outrageous. Violence is a result. The drugs are more dangerous than they ever were. There's new drugs.
More accessible. Drugs were almost unheard of in the early 60s before
right.
the drug wars started. Then, oddly, the drug war starts, and drugs get really popular.
Yeah. And so now, after decades of the war on drugs, we've got over 780,000 people, I think 775, somewhere around there, 775,000 people arrested just for marijuana possession. That doesn't include the other 750,000 that were arrested for the other drugs combined. So we're putting our friends and family members in jail, and even though a majority of the American people actually, on the West and East Coast, actually think that prohibition for marijuana should be ended, it continues, and the politicians don't do anything about it. And really, the potheads aren't really doing much about it either. I mean, they have a march from time to time, they have a hemp fest from time to time, but really nothing is being done with the exception of a couple of states that are possibly looking at some legalization options, which is good news. So things are moving slowly there. But now we have this story in Texas where the government is going around from bar to bar. In fact, according to the Houston Chronicle, we reported 30 people earlier this week were arrested.
Right.
Well, they've been doing this for 6 months. 2,200 people
Holy
have been
cow.
Arrested in the state of Texas since the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission announced their crackdown on public intoxication, primarily targeting bars. 2,200 people. So my question is, if this continues, will the alcohol drinkers in America become angry enough to actually do something about it to actually nullify these laws? Well, actually, as it turns out, they're charging people with, I think, finable misdemeanors. I don't actually have the exact details in front of me, but they're trying to avoid sending these people to court trials.
I would imagine, yeah.
They just want to get money out of them. I mean, they haven't actually driven drunk. They're in the bar at the time. And as we pointed out earlier this week, the cops will go into the bar and just simply observe. There's no breathalyzer checks. We were wondering about that before. They're not checking anybody out for actual intoxication. They're just eyeballing you.
Yep.
They so if you look like you're drunk.
Citizen's arrest. You're under arrest, officer. I think you're drunk.
Well, that's kind of what I suggested. I thought, well, wait a minute. Cops are notorious for going to bars and drinking. Why don't we just get a citizen squad to go down there and eyeball the cops and say, officer, you look like you've had a few too many. You're going to have to come here. We're going to zip tie you. I mean, this is out of control.
It is way out of control. It's the most...
And then what you do is you slam him down on the bar, right? And you punch him in the back of the head like they do, right? And you shake him. You shake him real good like they do it, right? That's the way you should do it, right? Well, I mean, that's how cops arrest people. They slam people down in the back of their cars.
Some people are talking, and this is, by the way, all from hammeroftruth.com. Some people, there's a comment section on here talking about how they want to do a drink-in, how they want to protest this. And it's all right to talk about it, but my question is actually anyone going to do it? Is anybody going to stand up against the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission, who has arrested 2,200 people?
It's crazy. That's crazy.
This is why I called it, and this is the word from Hammer of Truth, neo-prohibition. It's the new prohibition. They're actually enacting prohibition-like things without actually bothering to pass any laws, without actually bothering to go through any sort of legal process here. Not that that would make it okay, but in this case, they're just taking an existing law and saying...
Cops need to stand up.
Well, you know what this is? It sounds like government that took its cue from Bush.
You know, yeah,
we're going to go to war, but we're not going to go through any of the government channels.
Well, they're preempting people from driving.
Cops need to stand up against this. I mean, they need to say, no, we're not going to enforce this. This is ridiculous. This is a violation of people's rights. They should be able to go to bars and drink.
They should, but unfortunately the cops are following orders in this case, and this is another money-generating thing for them. It's like speeding tickets, except in this case no one's done anything wrong. In this case, you've got people in a bar. In fact, there was another example, and I don't have the details, but 4 out of 5 people that were arrested had walked to the bar.
Really?
Yeah. In one particular bar.
Wow.
4 out of 5. And the fifth guy could very well as easily have called a cab. I mean,
sure.
There's no guarantee that he's going to get into a car and drive, and that's what the cops' excuses are. And we'll get into some of their excuses coming up. But their general excuse is, we're preventing drunk driving. We're preventing bad things from happening here. No. You're the bad thing that's happening. Your law is what's bad, and it needs to be fought against. 1-800-259-9231. And I don't even drink. And I really feel passionately about this. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano B, which is not found in any competitor. competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calvin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calvin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calvin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calvin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calvinpuresoap.com. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where we have the listener map. Over 1,000 of our listeners have gone to the map at map.freetalklive.com. They've added themselves to it. It's simple. You punch in your location, photo of yourself if you like. You don't have to. But also even a phrase to go along with your entry, and you'll get a little digital pushpin on our listener map at map.freetalklive.com. And, of course, it's totally free. We're going to the phones. We're talking about Texas and this insane situation that they have, which is essentially a new prohibition without actually having a prohibition be passed, where they've arrested 2,200 people. 2,200 people in 6 months for public intoxication charges. And we're going to get into this more, but actually we have a call coming in. Let's go to Darth Sader in calling from hell. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
That's actually Darth Statist.
Darth Statist. Oh, I see. So what's on your mind, Darth?
Well, I support this. Putting more people in jail means less people on the road, means less traffic.
Okay.
Well, traffic is a bad thing, but I don't think the way to handle it is really imprisoning
everyone,
a good portion of the populace.
Hey, guys, I'm just joking around here.
Oh, thank goodness you stopped that, George. Oh, my God.
I think it's all retarded what they're doing like that.
Can you believe this? 2,200 people. Do you think that the alcohol drinkers in America are actually going to do something about this? And especially in Texas, are they going to join together and do some sort of civil disobedience to protest this, or are they just going to sit back and take it? What do you think they're going to do?
Probably just going to sit back and take it. I'd like to see them do just a big drink off and stuff like that in front of the police station. That's what I'd do.
Ooh, yeah, I like that idea.
Everybody right? just get cops
oh, yeah,
everybody just get crunk in front of the police station.
Yeah, start barfing on the cop cars, man. That'd be cool.
Awesome. George, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate hearing from you.
800.
Thanks, man. 800-259-9231. All right, here's a story from the Houston Chronicle. More than 2,200 people have been arrested in Texas bars in the 6 months since the Texas Alcoholic Beverage Commission announced a crackdown on public intoxication. The arrest included people who were drunk in bars, people who sold alcohol to a drunk person, or a drunk employee on the premises of a bar or restaurant with a license to sell alcohol. Now, I can't imagine that of those 2,200 people that were arrested, that even a one-tenth of them were the actual employees of the bar.
Yeah, I would doubt that.
The commission has been responsible for enforcing the state's alcoholic beverage code for the past 70 years, so right about after Prohibition was done, these guys have been around. The agency has used undercover agents before. They give the example of earlier this week when they arrested 30 people for so-called public intoxication. And here are some of the quotes from the bureaucrats involved here.
The laws in Texas against public intoxication also apply to the bars. Texas has the highest DWI rate in the nation, and we're trying to reduce those rates.
Well, they also have more people than most states in the nation. I mean, that's not really fair to complain to compare Texas with Wyoming.
Well, we'll give him the benefit of the doubt, and he's we're pretending he means it's per capita. It could be.
I doubt very seriously he means that.
Well, you're probably right, but we'll give him the benefit.
He's trying to bend the rules to meet what he wants. That's how statistics work.
I love this one. The TABC is apparently trying to encourage licensees to serve patrons responsibly. So they're just giving them helpful encouragement here. They're just help. Just come on now. We're just giving you a little helpful nudge to serve responsibly. Part of the program, the problem with enforcing the state's code regulating alcohol sales is, quote, people still think that a bar is a place to go get drunk. Whoa, what? Well, what is a bar for anyway? Playing pool? Maybe.
You know what this sounds like? This sounds like legislation that's like, this donut's really good. You look kind of drunk. Give me some money.
Yeah, well, no. That's pretty much what it is.
Oh, this donut. Oh.
People think.
It really is. This is just graft.
People can go into bars and have fun with their friends and not become intoxicated to the point where they may become a danger to themselves or others. They're saving you from yourself, Manwich.
This guy is no fun at all.
They're saving you from yourself. You could go into a bar and hurt yourself by drinking too much.
You know?
And they're going to save you by charging you $500 as a misdemeanor fine.
Yeah, thanks for that. And come and get me a ticket for using a chainsaw on the weekend, too. Because they're dangerous, too.
Yeah, that's right. You shouldn't be doing anything that's potentially harmful.
God knows.
You might cut your arm off with that there chainsaw. Here's another fine. That'll make you feel
really
good.
You know what would be funny? I think that I would like to see a cop enforce people. If they actually pay these fines, they need to be fined. Because you could hurt yourself if you pay this fine. You might go broke and starve. And so it's very irresponsible behavior to pay those fines.
Well, what you might do...
Especially drive. If you tried to pay that fine while driving, imagine the accidents you could cause.
Now, well, I might be going out on a limb here. But I've known a few people with alcohol problems in the past. One of our co-hosts, as a matter of fact, had one at one time. And these guys... when you've got an addiction to alcohol, when you're an alcoholic... Having a $500 fine thrown at you for being drunk in a bar, I don't think is going to make you want to change your ways necessarily. I think it might. I'm on a limb now. I think a $500 fine to an alcoholic might make that alcoholic a little bit depressed and might make him want to go out and buy himself a bottle of Wild Turkey and drown his sorrows.
I got to say, I must agree.
People arrested
But the government taxes alcohol.
The government doesn't have any other methods for use. All they can do is lock somebody up or fine them. That's all they know how to do.
As a bar owner, now, if you are somebody who works in the business or you're just somebody that understands this a little bit better, please chime in, 1-800-259-9231. But as a bar owner, do you have a right to keep undercover cops out of your business? Can you post a sign on the front door that says, no police allowed?
Probably.
On or off duty?
Yep, probably.
I doubt it.
Yeah, you can. I wonder about that.
Man, if you can't let people smoke in your own business, are you telling me you can't
keep the cops out?
Yeah, I don't see how. It's not even your business anymore with licenses and all
because
that other stuff.
Because of entrapment laws. If you are a police officer, you need to identify yourself upon coming into my place of business.
I just can't imagine that's true. It's not yours.
It sounds like it's worth a try, at least.
It's a public place now. I mean, you open your doors to the public, and everybody just...
But can't you exclude? I mean, it's a private business. Couldn't you exclude one particular...
No, you know what you need to do? You need to start a tradition at your bar that whenever anyone who walks through the door needs to shout, I am not a cop!
That way they can't...
Either that, or if they don't shout it out, get out.
Yeah. Interesting. I wonder if anybody will try anything innovative here. People arrested for public intoxication, according to the agents, are not people who had a couple beers with dinner. They're people who are so drunk that they caught the attention of a TABC agent. Now, as I pointed out in the last segment, they're not breathalyzing anybody.
Right.
They're just looking at you. So, somebody else had proposed over at hammeroftruth.com, and this is actually pretty brilliant, that you go into a bar and you order yourself a beer. and you don't actually drink any of it. You just kind of have it in front of you. And then as the night goes on, you just start becoming more and more belligerent or more and more drunk, right?
Are you a police officer?
Yeah. And that way, when they actually come to arrest you for public intoxication, you're not actually intoxicated. You were just acting like you were. Now, could you still get the charge? I mean, would that be akin to bringing a bag of oregano to school and passing it off as marijuana? Would they still charge you with it? Would that still hold up in court? Probably it would. 800-259-9231, your thoughts here, or whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, in herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, a few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. And you'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 928-8822.
Now, everything you need for total estate planning is yours in the new Master Estate Kit, a collection of legal power that would cost $500 or more if prepared by a lawyer. Here's what you get. First and foremost is a legal will kit with simple instructions that let you complete it in an hour or less. Second, a living will kit that guarantees your wishes will be followed in the case of a terminal illness or injury. And third, a power of attorney kit that lets you name someone else to make financial or health decisions for you. And finally, a bonus estate planning guide that tells you how to update a will, avoid probate, save on capital gains tax, and more. The Master Estate Kit is yours for only $39.95 if you order now. Have a charge card handy and call 1-800-224-1112. Pay only $39.95 plus shipping. Lawyer approved, it's legal nationwide, and satisfaction is fully guaranteed. Call 1-800-224-1112 now. That number again, 1-800-224-1112.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
The toll-free number again, 1-800-259-9231. Bring up whatever's on your mind and join us online at freetalklive.com, where you can get interactive with the other listeners on the bulletin board system. Over 90,000 posts are there for you to surf around through. Over 1,200 people are interacting there, and it's totally free. So you'll find fun posts, you'll find serious issues, and everything in between. bbs.freetalklive.com is the place to go. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. What we're talking about now is Texas and their out-of-control cops. The Texas Alcohol and Beer Coalition, or something like that, commission, has been enforcing public intoxication laws. They've been fining people for public intoxication, arresting and fining, for the last several... They've been doing it for a while, but they've really been cracking down for the last 6 months. They arrested over 2,200 people in 6 months' time for what they call public intoxication.
Here's the other problem is that none of these people are probably taking this to court. Because I guarantee you, dummies, that this wouldn't go anywhere in court. Because guess what?
I wonder about that.
They didn't test you. There's no evidence under any court in the world. There's nothing against you. If there was no breathalyzer test, there's nothing. They have nothing on you.
Well, I agree with that.
And I'm sure there's a lawyer service that in Texas that you probably pay $20 for. They will get you out of that charge, no problem.
Well, we're going to get back into some more detail here, but your calls are rolling in. They're arresting these people, by the way, if you're just tuning in. They're arresting people in bars for public intoxication charges. Let's talk to Dave in Montana. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Howdy. Here in Montana, the new American KGB will bring in a guy like 20 and a half years old, about 6'2", and try to get him served at the bar, and then they find the bartender. They set him up.
Yeah. Sick.
And I'm 50 years old. I go to buy a pack of cigarettes. They ask you for your ID.
No
and
way.
The kid's like 18 years old asking me.
You've been carded at age 50?
Yeah, a guy was carded up here 80 years old. He wanted to get
what?
A cigar.
Yep. Is there some kind of is there a mandatory
it's
card
like
everybody law?
Yeah, it's like KGB up here. Well, everywhere. It's the new American KGB. That's what the Patriot Act is. A next thing kind of off the topic, but it is connected because of taxes. Because the alcohol problem, they're going to tax it from both ends now. If you use it, you're going to get a tax. If you sell it, you get a tax.
Oh, I thought you were going to say if you pee it out that you're going to be taxed.
Probably.
That
would be next. Right? They'll get the little chip with a meter on it.
Figure it out.
And every month you're going to have to send a alcohol pee fee.
It sounds ludicrous, but really it's not too far off. I mean, it's nutty. I mean, how?
Check this out.
Yeah.
We got this new Medicaid thing or care that the president wants to pass for the old people and everything. My question is, how much of tax dollars is used in research and development given by the taxpayers to these pharmaceutical companies?
They
use our laboratories that we build with the tax dollars. They use our universities that supplemented with the tax dollars.
I don't know. I think you're kind of getting lost here. I don't know
lot of, like just last year, the president gave $60 million for stem cells to stem cell research, right?
Yeah.
Now, if they find out some miracle thing, do we get the deal? Because
do we get the profits, you mean?
Well, not the profit, just the deal on the drug, man. Why do they got to charge $4,000 a month for some of this
stuff? That's a great point. Well, one of the reasons why they charge $4,000 a month?
Commercials.
No, that's a factor. But the real factor is the government, the FDA. And actually, we've discussed this in depth before on the show. The FDA, the Federal Food and Drug Administration, is actually responsible for the high drug prices in this country because whenever a company wants to create a new drug, it has to go through a 10-year bureaucratic testing process, which costs billions, Dave.
A lot of our tax dollars, I would like to know the exact number, the percentage of the tax dollars used in research and development.
That's a great question.
It's very small in comparison to the military spending.
Yeah, I'm sure that's true.
Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate hearing from you, as always. 800-259-9231.
Montana.
Huh? Montana. Oh, Montana. Yeah. Even still, Montana. He didn't sound like he was from Montana, if you catch my drift.
I don't know. What does it sound like when you're from Montana?
I don't think that it sounds like that. He sounds like somebody, if there was prohibition in this country, that he would find some way to
That's
make it a very
fair.
Profitable situation.
That's
if you know what I'm
Dave.
Talking about.
Let's go to Josh in California. Josh, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Hey, how's it going?
Great, Josh. What's on your mind?
It's interesting that you talked about the fake being drunk thing, because there was this guy that actually... He drank a beer one night, and he was pulled over by the cop. He got a ticket. He was real mad. So the next time, he drove out at night. He poured beer on him so he'd smell like he was drunk.
Really?
Yeah. So when the cops pulled him up and said, "Can you touch your nose?" He put his hand through his, he lifts his legs and touches his hand. you get the picture?
Yeah, he's messing with him.
Yeah, and then he says, Can you walk like in a straight line? Then he walked really funny. You can tell that he's really doing it really consciously.
Yeah.
And he really pissed that cop off.
So wait, did he actually get in trouble?
No, but I don't think so. But
I can't believe they didn't slap charges on him anyway.
Yeah, wasting a cop's time.
Right.
Yeah.
Harassing an officer or something like that. Yeah. Disorderly conduct. They love that one. Whenever you're doing something they don't like, they charge you with disorderly conduct.
Yeah, exactly. That, I think that's the same argument they put against when you say they don't have a breathalyzer test. Well, I mean, they could pull all that stupid crap just to get you arrested. Come on.
That's what they want. They want to throw you in the clink, and then they want you to pay up. It's a
sick
process.
For now, you know, with the prostitution thing, they could use the argument that you have the intent to commit the crime.
Mm-hmm. That's what they're saying here. They're saying you might go out and do something dangerous, even though we're going to give you an example coming up of a man who was in a hotel bar at the time. Thanks for the call, man.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
You get drunk in a bar, we'll break your freaking legs.
800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control of the airwaves. It is Free Talk Live. What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com. Or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jonathan.
And Manwich.
We're talking about the Texas Alcohol Beverage Commission, Corporation, whatever the heck they call themselves. A bunch of bureaucrats that they're very officious, and they know what's best for you. And they know that you shouldn't be drinking too much in them there bars. So, for the past 6 months, they've been cracking down on people who are in bars drinking. They aren't necessarily going to drive afterwards.
Allegedly drinking. We really don't even know that.
Right. That's true. The cops are supposedly sitting in there observing them prior to the arrest.
They want to make sure that these bars, what's going on in these bars, they want to make sure that if you're in a bar that you can't drink, you can't smoke, and you can't play cards.
No darts either.
No darts. No, that might be dangerous. You might poke out someone's eye.
Pool, you need a license to use the stick because you could hurt someone with it. We're going to go to Eddie in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich.
Good evening. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
Thanks, Eddie. What's on your mind?
Well, first of all, I know why all this is being done. But I've got questions that I dare anybody in your listening audience be able to answer.
Give me two questions.
All right. The first one I'll give you is, who is Al-Qaeda?
Wait, this has something to do with drinking in bars and being arrested for public intoxication?
Yes, it does, because they're doing this all over the world. It's not just here.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, well, Al-Qaeda would be a group of alleged terrorists.
But you don't know who.
Right.
Well, we never knew who. Never heard of Al-Qaeda. All of a sudden, one day, we heard of it.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the second question is, what is the effects of internationalism?
I don't know what that means. You're going to have to tell me.
Okay. The effects of internationalism is this. It does away with independence. It does away with sovereignty.
You're talking about like a one-world government, like a UN sort of taking over the world, that sort of thing?
Well, yeah, but it's not really the UN. It's the people behind the UN.
I see.
I'll give you an example.
Yeah.
Who's the richest person in the world?
Bill Gates.
Wrong.
But that's what Forbes says.
The Rothschilds are worth $101 trillion.
Bill Gates is the most rich man in America. They're not. The Rothschilds don't live here in America?
Well,
right?
The Rockefellers are worth $81 trillion. Now, what are they...
Trillion?
What trillion, not billion.
Wow.
What do they have in common?
They've got lots of money.
No, they're the Federal Reserve.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
They're not a part of our government.
Right. Wait, what's this have to do with drinking in bars? I thought
okay,
you were going to tie this in?
Now, the drinking in bars and the smoking outside and inside all comes under the heading of international rules of behavior.
Okay. Well, if that's true, why is it only Texas that's doing this?
What? No, they start off at one point and then they spread, just like they started making no smoking laws here.
Mm-hmm.
Then they went to Ireland. And they went to Vietnam.
Isn't it possible that there's not really some sort of international conspiracy and it's really just a bunch of officious know-it-alls in Texas that are just trying to enforce their will on others?
No, because you watch. This is going to spread.
Well, even if it spreads, it doesn't mean that there's some sort of smoky room with people making decisions. It just means that bureaucrats will look at it and say, hey, that's a good idea. We can make some money off of this. And then they'll start doing it. It doesn't have anything to do with a conspiracy or the Rothschilds.
I'm not talking conspiracy.
Okay.
What I'm talking about is tearing apart the Constitution.
I agree. We are absolutely in favor of getting back to smaller government in this country, no doubt about it. Eddie, thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. When a bunch of bureaucrats make up rules and start enforcing them, it doesn't mean that there was some guy smoking a cigar in a black cloak giving them orders. And that's just totally silly to suggest those things. These people are dangerous with or without the plot.
And I think if there's anything we've learned tonight, a lot of people moving
more
away from New York.
Looking for profits? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offered both. This low-mintage collector coin, with a total series mintage under $600,000, has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.